The path of knowledge is the way to Jannah. The path of knowledge is the way to Jannah.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen amma ba'd. فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله The Prophet of Rahmah, the intercessor of Ummah, the owner of Jannah sallallahu alayhi wasallam has said, recites Durood-e-Pak upon me, as this will be noor for you on the Day of Judgment. Sallu alal Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Welcome to our transmission, Part to Success. And today our topic is about tolerance. The life is not easy. Zindagi asaan nahi hai. But you can make your life easy. How? With the tolerance. Bardaash, sabr karke insaan apni zindagi ko asaan bana sakta hai. Kyunki life is difficult. Life is a test. Ye yaad rakhiyega. Aur is test ke andar different mauke aise aate hain insaan ke up and down hote hain. Insaan bardaash ki taraf thoda sa loose ho jata hai. Kehte hain short temper ho jata hai. پھر آزمائش آتی ہیں پرابلمس آتی ہیں اگر ہم چاہتے ہیں زندگی سکون ہو امن ہو تو برداشت ٹالیرنس کی عادت اپنانی پڑے گی ماشاءاللہ آج ہمارے ساتھ قمر مدنی موجود ہیں اور ہمارے ساتھ مبین مدنی ہیں عبدالحنان بھائی اور شاہد بھائی ہیں ول اسٹارٹ ود دا ریسائٹیشن آف ہولی قرآن اور مبین بھائی انشاءاللہ قرآن پاک کی تلاوت بھی کریں گے کلام بھی سنائیں گے اس کے بعد ہم مبلغین کے مدنی پھول لیں گے انشاءاللہ
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين آمنت بالله صدق الله العظيم
سبحان الله
صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله على محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم صلی علی نبینا صلی علی محمد صلی علی کریمنا صلی علی محمد وہ سوئے لالا زار پھرتے ہیں وہ سوئے لالا زار پھرتے ہیں تیرے دل جو تیرے در سے یار پھرتے ہیں جو tere dar se yaar phirte hain, dar badar yun hi khar phirte hain, dar badar اس گلی کا گدا ہوں میں جس میں اس گلی کا گدا ہوں میں جس میں مانگتے تا دار پھرتے ہیں مانگتے تاجدار پھرتے ہیں وہ سوئے لالا زار پھرتے ہیں تیرے دل اے بہار پھرتے ہیں ہر چراغ مزار پر قدسی ہر چراغ مزار پر قدسی کیسے پروانہ وار پھرتے ہیں کیسے پروانہ وار پھرتے ہیں بھول کیا دشتِ طیبہ کے خار پھرتے ہیں دشتِ طیبہ کے خار پھرتے ہیں ہائے غافل وہ کیا جگہ جگہ ہے جہاں پہنچ جاتے ہیں چار پھرتے ہیں پہنچ جاتے ہیں چار پھرتے ہیں کوئی کیوں پوچھے تیری بات رضا کوئی کیوں پوچھے تیری بات رضا تجھ سے شیدا ہزار تجھ سے شیدا ہزار پھر سوئے لال زار پھرتے ہیں تیرے دن اے بہار پھرتے ہیں.
سبحان اللہ سبحان اللہ. Dear viewers of Madani channel, one great aspect of Islamic life is to tolerate each other. Ek dusre ko bardasht karna, ye Islami zindagi ka ek ahem hissa hai. Aur iski targhib bhi di gayi, iske bare mein bataya bhi gaya hai. Kyunki not everyone have the same mentality, same attitude. Ye yaad rakhiyega, kisi ko namak zyada pasand hota hai to kisi ko mirche zyada pasand hoti hai. Aur sabse zyada jo ٹالیرنس کا معاملہ آتا ہے وہ گھر کے اندر ہوتا ہے. گھر کے اندر برداشت نہیں ہے تو وہ باہر پھر جو ہے نا وہ بہت کچھ کر رہا ہوتا ہے. تو آج بہت ساری باتیں ہوں گی, بٹ وی نیڈ ٹو چیک, ڈو وی ہیو دس کوالٹی ٹالیرنس, ڈو وی ٹالیریٹ دا تھنگس گھر میں, باہر, کولیگس کے ساتھ, دوستوں کے ساتھ, کام پر ہوتے ہیں, بچوں کے ساتھ, ہر ایک کے ساتھ کیا معاملات ہیں ہمارے, اس پر بات کریں گے ان شاء اللہ. ول اسٹارٹ وتھ قمر مدنی. ماشاء اللہ کافی ٹائم کے بعد آئے. قمر بھائی کو دوبارہ ویلکم بھی کہتے ہیں. قمر بھائی لمبی چھٹیاں نہ کیا کریں حضور.
You know what's been going on, Chastar.
Anyways, good to see you.
Thank you for inviting me, and it's always an honor to address the views of Madni channel via this platform. And I pray Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept your efforts, especially in the efforts of our brothers and our team, who and the team who are not seen, who are behind the camera as well. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept their efforts and grant them blessings in their time. The topic is something which we can link many other topics to. And as you mentioned, Shasa, tolerance is something which is needed in society because people have different levels of tolerance and people have different ways of behaving. We don't live in a perfect world, and we learn through the example of our beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam that there are certain character traits which are beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Once he addressed a companion who came to express his pledge and embrace Islam, and the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam said to him, inna fika khaslatain yuhibbuhum Allah. You have two qualities, you possess two qualities which are beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And according to the hadith in Muslim, he said, al-hilm and al-haya, two. So hilm and haya, hilm, we can translate that as tolerance, or even compassion, or even forbearance. Forbearance is a famous word that's used. You see, with our terms of Sharia, Islamic terms, Shasab, they're so encompassing that one word, it means a lot of things. So even like something like haya, it doesn't just mean shyness. It doesn't just mean modesty. It can mean being conscious of the fact that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is watching. It can actually have a meaning of piety or righteousness. So all these meanings, depending on the context of the phrase, the narration, or what is intended, it could mean a few of these things. So two things our beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam clearly declared are beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala: forbearance and having compassion, and haya, which is, you can say modesty, or you can say shyness, or anything, any such word. So we must look at ourselves, the way we dress, the way we speak. We live in an era, Shasa, where not only are people behaving in an unnatural way, people are consuming or dressing in such ways that actually goes against the way of that object. So for example, people who wear trousers, the purpose of the trousers are that they are worn to cover the area below the navel. But if people are wearing trousers in such a way that they're hanging halfway down, then this is, and what is supposed to be concealed is revealed. So the undergarment has under before it because it's supposed to be concealed. But when that undergarment becomes the overgarment, people are going against the very nature of, or the very reason why that thing was created. When we start to go against the natural ways of life and the natural ways and the correct codes of conduct, we see these kinds of behaviors that are alien to anyone who is noble. So sometimes people ask this question, what is this permissible for me, or can I do this? And it's not a case of whether it's or is it prohibited. It's not a case of whether something is permissible or prohibited sometimes. Sometimes it's a case of, is this something appropriate? Is this something that noble people, respectable people do? Is this the way people of nobility or people who have dignity, is this the way they dress? Sometimes the question is like this. And then there are character traits. A believer especially, وَعِبَادُ رَحْمَنِ الَّذِينَ يَمْشُونَ عَلَى الْأَرْضِ هَوْنًا وَإِذَا خَاطَبَهُمُ الْجَاهِلُونَ قَالُوا سَلَامًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has described His servants, the servants of Ar-Rahman, the infinitely merciful, that when they walk upon the earth, they walk with humility. So if they walk on the earth with humility, they will dress with humility as well. It goes without saying. They walk upon the earth with humility, and when an ignorant person tries to engage with them, they diffuse that situation. Because as Imam Shafi'i said, the argument that you cannot win is the argument with the ignorant person. So just to summarize and reiterate the points, our Prophet ﷺ has mentioned that modesty and forbearance are two qualities which are beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And a modest person is someone who is so modest that even the way he walks upon the earth is a way of modesty.
SubhanAllah. Na tum zameen ko phaad sakte ho, na kuch kar sakte ho, to kaay ko takabbur karte. Aajizi Allah ko pasand hai, aajizi ikhtiyar kare. Bardash, waqai ye kamzor logon ka kaam nahi hai. It's not the sign of a weak people. It's a sign of a strong people. Tolerance, bardash karna. Achha, bardash, aise thodi hoga, aapki pasand ki cheez keh rahe ho aur aapko gusse se bahar ho jaoge. Bardash to usi waqt hoga jab aapke mizaj ke khilaf baat hogi. तो थोड़ी होगा कि घर वालों ने कपड़े इस्त्री करके रखे हुए और आप चीख रहे होंगे. वो तो उसी वक्त होगा जब उन्होंने कपड़े प्रेस नहीं किए होंगे आपके लिए. खाना टाइम पे उसने शी हैज मेड द फूड ऑन टाइम, जब भी तो आपको टॉलरेंस आना चाहिए उस वक्त. वो थोड़ी होगा खाना बना हुआ रखे और आप खामा गुस्सा कर रहे होंगे. तो असल में बर्दाश्त क्या है ये कमर भाई ने बड़े अच्छे अंदाज में बयान किया. हमारी लाइफ इसी उसमें घूमती है. ऐसा नहीं है कि हम कि किसी की लाइफ में ये आता नहीं. हर चीज़ आपके मिजाज की नहीं होती, हर चीज़ आपकी पसंद की नहीं होती. ये याद रखिएगा. कहीं भी जाएंगे कुछ ऊंच नीच होती है ना, सफ़र में आसाइश होती है, और घर के अंदर भी हर चीज़ पसंद की नहीं होती है. इंसान को मियाना रवि, दरमियानी रास्ता इख्तियार करना पड़ता है. ख़ास तौर पर ये इन लॉज के मामला और घरों में और बच्चों के अब्दुल हनान में ये ना बहुत ज्यादा वो कहते हैं टेस्टर लेके टॉलरेंस चेक कर रहे होते हैं घर में. बच्चे अब नींद का वक्त है और बच्चों ने जो उधम मचाया है वो फिर पता चलता है क्या होता है.
बिस्मिल्लाह रहमान रहीम. सेज ऑफ आवर टॉपिक टुडे, देयर सो मच टू स्पीक ऑन टॉलरेंस, बेसिकली बेयरिंग एंड डिफिकल्टीज और प्रॉब्लम्स, और यू नो समटाइम्स इट कुड बी दैट द एक्शन टू वन पर्सन इट्स नॉट अ बेयरेबल एक्शन, इट माइट बी अ नॉर्म. Whereas to another person, it's one of them actions that he can't bear. It's a difficult. So it's a state of a person itself. Sometimes it's in this way as well. And Alhamdulillah Azawajal, if you look at our beautiful deen, has always give us this teaching of bearing difficulties, hardships in the way of Allah. And you see that from the lives of the pious people of Allah. The Sahaba Ikram bared many difficulties. The Anbiya alayhim as-salam. And you could find many incidents, many stories. And how being a Muslim, the Muslim bear the difficulties by cruel rulers, by unjust people, and the difficulties which were put onto them and how they bear it. And I want to start off, Sayyid, by just mentioning a little incident, because it's so touching how the Muslims defended their iman. Because iman, this is the most important thing, and how they actually bear so many difficulties just to protect this. And it's mentioned under the verses of Surah Al-Buruj. It's mentioned in the tafsir, in the commentaries, this incident. And it's a very touching incident. In the previous times, there was a king who established and who ruled because of the power of magic. And he had some great magicians. And I want to cut the story a bit short because it's quite a lengthy event. But I just want to go to our main part of our topic. And how the magician became old and he said, point someone so I can teach him magic so your kingdom does not decline. So one person, one young man was selected. He would come into the court of the magician and learn magic. On the way, there was a raib, there was a monk someone who was on the true teaching of Sayyidina Isa ala Nabina alayhi salatu wasalam. And, you know, he would sit with him and he was attracted towards him and his teachings. And he would sit with him every time. And one day, as he was going towards the magician, there was a huge monster in the way who had taken the pathway. Now, he thought to himself, I want to know what the truth is today. So he picked up a small stone and he said, if the religion of the monk is right, then this creature in my way, it will die. So he picked up this small stone and he threw it with this intention. And as he struck that huge monster, it fell onto the ground and it died. Now he became someone who was a means of acceptance, and he accepted Iman upon the faith and the teaching of Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam. And he became someone whose du'as, whose supplications were answered. Anyway, this person, one of the king's minister, he became blind. Now the minister became blind and he went everywhere to get his cure, couldn't get a cure. He found out that this one person who supplicates and his du'as are answered. So he came to him, he supplicated, and he gained sight again. He accepted Iman upon Sayyidina Isa ala Nabi Nawas. So then when that minister went into the court of the king, now the king, when he asked him that, how did you gain your sight? He said, my Lord, Allah Azza wa Jalla granted me sight. The king at that time, he had declared himself to be God. So he said, who is your Lord other than me? Nauzubillah. And then after torturing the minister, he told him about that young man. And after torturing that young man, they find out about the monk. And then both of these were brought in front of that young man, and they were both, their lives were taken. And now this young man, the king tried everything to torture him to leave his beliefs. Now this is the part of Iman was with this young person, that he was tortured, he was taken to on the top of the peak of the mountain and thrown. And when he raised his hands in the court of Allah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala destroyed the king's men, and he was saved like this in the middle of the ocean, and he came saved. And he said to the king, you cannot destroy me like this. The only way you can destroy me is when you gather the people in a gathering and you struck an arrow towards me with this instruction that Bismillah wa Rabbil Ghulam, that, you know, I am the servant in the name of Allah, who's the servant of Allah. All right. So as he did this, that person, that young man, he became a martyr, and all them people embraced Islam at that time.
Allah.
Now when these people embraced Islam, Sayyid Sahab, all the king, he became even more furiated seeing all these people have accepted that way. And then he ordered a ditch to be dug, and he lit it fire, and he started to throw each and every one of them. Yet none of them went away from the Iman, the teaching of Sayyidina Isa. They stayed established upon Iman, and they all became martyrs in the way of Allah. They bared this type of difficulties in the way of Deen. And this is just one little incident, Sayyid Sahab. If you look at Hadith, you look at many incidents of the stories of the pious people, you will find many incidents like this, where the Muslims bared different difficulties by cruel people, and some of them at times their lives were taken. So Islam, and you know, today all I can say is we need to ponder over the fact that, you know, today a little bit of difficulty comes and we lose it. And if you look and reflect over the lives of these people, what they bared, the difficulties they went through, and even they stay steadfast upon the deen as well.
So deen par istiqama, deen ke liye bardash karna. Allahu Akbar. Ji Shahid bhai, kya farmate hain?
MashaAllah, Shah Sahab, beautiful Madinah friends, by the brothers, which look at this aspect, we know that the shaitan is our open enemy. Shaitan deliberately causes Muslims to fight and quarrel with one another and give them such, you know, anger with one another that they cannot bear that with one another, and they begin to fight and are prepared to, you know, kill one another. Whereas Allah Almighty, you know, has ordered the Muslims to forgive one another so that He may forgive them as well. There's no doubt that tolerating Muslims one another, it's a difficult task. Our ego, our nafs, you know, wants to get revenge from one another, regardless whether it's a small matter, what it is, because it's within our minds that he's done this to me, I want to get my back on him, I want to get my revenge on him. And sometimes it becomes difficult to control a person's emotions, it becomes difficult to control a person's anger. The Prophet ﷺ stated that knowledge is gained through learning, Tolerance is gained through bearing difficulties, and whoever tries to attain goodness, he is given goodness, and whoever wants to refrain from evil, he will be protected from it. So what we learn from here, Shahzab, is that, you know, seeking knowledge is important. Also, when we face any difficulty, we need to be calm, we need to control ourselves so that we don't get angry. We need to, if somebody has, you know, said something to us, you know, we don't need to act in a way aggressively or act in a such a way that we want to get revenge from this person. We just need to be calm and not take any revenge from it, because that will, inshallah, keep us, you know, calm, and rather than, you know, take revenge, tolerating in that aspect, inshallah, will get benefits from that.
Inshallah, sawajah. Ji, Kamar bhai.
Ji, Shah, following on from the point regarding hilm, forbearance, every character trait that we try to embrace should be in light of the prophetic etiquette. We should look at our beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam as the person to follow, because some people, they have this misplaced, or they misunderstand the adab, what they call adab, which is not really adab. It's maybe a misunderstanding regarding the adab of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. In their good intention, their intention is good, and but they say, oh, we can't be like the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. What he sallallahu alaihi wasallam did, he was beyond anything that we can imagine, and we cannot even, we're not the dust of his blessed feet or a speck of. These statements are true.
That's right.
But the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was sent to be followed.
That's right.
The khasa'is, or the special characteristics of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, those special characteristics, that is a separate subject in our religion. There are things which are only for the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, but he was sent to be followed. And who is saying that if you follow him, you're being like him in every way? You're not. You're following his example. Otherwise, there is nothing in our behavior that equates to the greatness of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So if we adopt haya, our haya will be nothing like the haya of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But it doesn't mean that we don't try to adopt it. So a very famous account which expresses this forbearance quality of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Once a man who had an agreement with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam of dates, two days or a few days before the due date of whatever was agreed, he publicly addressed the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam with harsh words, and he said, you know, where are my dates? Or where is what you owe me? You children of Abdul Muttalib, this is your habit. And he said things like this. So he publicly questioned the justice and the amana, the trust of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam showed no rage. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala was next to him, and the narration mentions his eyes were almost, we say, fiery eyes. He was staring at him, giving him a proper stare. And he actually said, how dare you? If it wasn't for the respect of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, I would take your head here and now. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, oh Umar, you should be encouraging me to pay what is due. You should be encouraging me to adopt forbearance. And then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam instructed Sayyidina Umar, take him, give him what is due, and give him something more. So the Sayyidina Umar takes this man, and he gives him his dates and a little more, and the man says, why are you giving me more? And he said, because I looked at you with rage.
Allah.
And this must have caused you to become afraid, scared, and to recompense that, or to make up for that, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam told me to give you a little bit more. When he heard this, he said, oh Umar, do you know who I am? Do you recognize me? He said, I am Zayd bin Sa'na. And Sayyidina Umar said, Zayd bin Sa'na, that famous Jewish scholar? And he said, yes. Why did you behave like this? It shows even in that time, people of scholarship had a certain manner of behavior. They wouldn't have been disrespectful. They would have a manner of speaking. He said, you, how could you do this? behave in this way. He said, the thing is, I had seen all the signs of the final prophet in the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, except for two things which I had to see. And those were that his forbearance would always overpower ignorance. And the more ignorant you are towards him, the more his forbearance increases.
SubhanAllah, SubhanAllah.
And now, then he said, now you bear witness that I testify that there is no God but Allah, and Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the messenger of Allah. So he embraced Islam due to witnessing the forbearance of our beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So we are followers of that great Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that just by seeing his forbearance, the people of scholarship, people who are not very easily convinced, they would embrace Islam and follow his message.
Dushman bhi aa jaye to chadar bicha dete hain. Hum to aise aqao ke gada hain hum log jo hai. Aap khaur kare mere aqa alaihi salam ki shaan dekhen ke jani dushman aate mere aqa alaihi salam unko bhi maaf kar dete. To aaj musalman ek dusre ko maaf nahi kar raha hota, ek dusre ko lootne khasootne mein laga. Zara si koi baat kar de to wo kehta na, wo machis ki teeli ki tarah bhadak uthte hain. Lagta har koi fire lekar ghoom raha hai. Zara sa kisi ne ek baat ki wo aage se 10 shuru kar dete. Janta nahi hai, thokar lag gayi hai, janta nahi hai, dekhta nahi hai. Are you blind? Are you deaf? Kaisi baat kar rahe apne musa? Lag gayi. Farooq Azam radhi Allah taala ne ek martaba ja rahe the to thokar, ek baitha hua tha nabina, blind person, paon jo hai wo lag gayi, thokar lag gayi ek tarike se. To usne kaha dekhta nahi hai. अब हम होते हैं तो कौन, अच्छे जरा सी शान हो, जरा सी पावर हो, जरा सा स्टेटस हो तो फौरन ही जानते नहीं हो, हाँ नहीं देखता क्या कर लोगे, ये इस तरीके के जुमले कहते हैं ना, वो अदब के भी खिलाफ हो जाते हैं, मतलब अजीब अजीब बातें करना शुरू कर देते हो. कहते हैं ना कि वो स्ट्रीट लैंग्वेज के ऊपर आ जाता, अच्छा खासा आदमी भी, वेल जेंटलमैन जिसको कहते हैं ना, वो भी अपनी असलियत दिखा रहा होता है. लेकिन फारूक आजम रजी अल्लाह जिनके बारे में कि जिस गली से गुजरे तो शैतान उधर से भाग जाता है, फारूक आजम रजी अल्लाह ताला हाँ नजर है, माफ कर दो मुझे, माफ कर दो. यानी कौन कह रहे, अमीरुल मोमिनीन, ठोकर लगे माफ कर दो मेरे को. और एक हमारा हाल है कि जरा सी बात हो जाए तो बर्दाश्त नहीं होता, बच्चों की अम्मी कोई बात कहते तो बर्दाश्त नहीं होता, बच्चे कोई बात कहते तो बर्दाश्त नहीं होता. वो वाकया याद नहीं है, एक ने अपनी बीवी को सिर्फ किस लिए, वो नमक ज्यादा था, आज तो नमक होते तो कहते दोबारा बनाकर लाओ तो ये करो, उसने नमक ज्यादा, गुस्सा आया, वाकई गुस्सा आया, उसको भूखा था, उसको भूख भी लगी थी, नमक ज्यादा था, लेकिन उन्हें कहा माफ कर देता हूँ, मैं भी तो इतनी खताएं करता हूँ, ये ना हो कि अल्लाह ताला मेरी पकड़ फरमा ले. मरने के बाद किसी ने देखा कि क्यों, कि तूने मेरी बंदी को, आवाज आई कि तूने मेरी बंदी को नमक ज्यादा होने पे सालों ने माफ कर दिया, या मैंने भी तुझे माफ कर दिया. यानी कि उसने बर्दाश्त कर लिया था, गुस्से को बर्दाश्त किया और सबर किया, अल्लाह ताला ने उसकी बख्शिश फरमा दी. क्या मैं और आप ये नहीं कर सकते? इतने मामलात है हमारे इधर, पता है आपकी गलती, मानते हैं कि आपकी गलती नहीं है, ठीक है, यही भी मानते, एक्सेप्ट करते हैं, आप बिल्कुल राइट पर हो. लेकिन यही तो बात है ना, आप राइट पर हो और सामने वाला है, उसी पे तो बर्दाश्त करना है, समझाना है उसको आराम से तरीके से. अगर आप से बाहर हो जाएंगे तो फिर बात समझाने की हद तक नहीं होती, फिर आधे अस्पताल में होते हैं और आधे प्रिजन के अंदर होते हैं. वो एक कहते ना, कुछ लम्हे का आपे से बाहर होना, बर्दाश्त ना करना, कुछ को जेलों में ले जाता है, कुछ को कब्रों के अंदर उतार देता है, और कुछ की जो है वो सारी जिंदगी पूरे घर वालों की बर्बाद कर देता है. पर मुबीन भाई भी हमारे साथ है पंजाबी में, इंशाल्लाह कुछ मदनी फूल.
शाह साहब बड़ी प्यारी गल की थी, मैं एक वाक्य तो गल स्टार्ट करांगा, यूके का ही वाक्य. एक मुसलमान भाई तो वो जिस टाइम अपनी गड्डी पार्क करने लगा ना, सिटी का वाक्य है, तो केस आया सी, तो वो गड्डी पार्क करने लगा, अगे उसकी वाइफ की गड्डी खलती थी, तो वाइफ गड्डी तो निकली तो आंदा जी गड्डी साइड पर कर, मैं इतने पार्क करनी. वाइफ ने आख्या मैं नहीं करनी गड्डी साइड पर. अच्छा इन्हें गुस्से च आके ना तीन तलाकां दे दियां, तीन तलाक तलाक तलाक. बाद च आए इमाम साहब को, इमाम साहब हूँ मैं परेशान हाँ, मेरे बच्चे रल जाएंगे, मैं की करा. तीन तलाक दे चुका है, तो मुफ्ती साहब ने कोई फतवा उस हिसाब न लेना जिमें मामला है. कहने का मकसद यह है कि साढ़े अंदर बर्दाश्त करना, हिल्म, बुरदबारी, एक किन्नी मतलब कि कम हो गई है. शायद मैंने जी गल की ना, जिद अंदर जिन्ना ज़्यादा इलम होएगा ना, उन्ना ही हिल्म वधेगा. और मखलूक के अंदर आका अलैहि सलातो वसलाम सबसे ज़्यादा इलम अता फरमाया गया, और हजूर अलैहि सलातो वसलाम के हिल्म के हवाले माशाल्लाह तुसी भी मैनशन किया, कमर भाई ने भी बयान किया कि आका अलैहि सलातो वसलाम की शान ऐसी कि आप हिल्म, आप साहिब हिल्म, आप बहुत ज़्यादा हिल्म से आप अंदर आप बर्दाश्त, कुव्वत बर्दाश्त की आपकी सिफत कुरान पाक अंदर बयान की दी गई. अल्लाह ताला इरशाद फरमाता है, फबिमा रहमतिन मिनल्लाहि लियुत लहुम वलौ कुंत फज़्ज़न ग़लीज़ल क़ल्बि लन फद्दू मिन हौलिक. फरमाया कि تو کیسی کچھ اللہ کی مہربانی ہے کہ اے محبوب تم ان کے لیے نرم دل ہوئے، اور اگر تند مزاج سخت دل ہوتے تو وہ ضرور تمہارے گرد سے پریشان ہو جاتے. یعنی آقا علیہ الصلوۃ والسلام کی صفت بیان کی کہ آپ نرم دل ہیں تو آپ کے ارد گرد لوگ بیٹھتے ہیں، آپ کے پاس آتے ہیں. اور حضور علیہ الصلوۃ والسلام دا ماشاء اللہ واقعہ بھی بیان کیتا، اور اس علاوہ طائف والا واقعہ دیکھ لو کہ آقا علیہ الصلوۃ والسلام گئے کس لیے؟ کہ نیکی دعوت دین. آپ نے نیکی دعوت دیتی لیکن اگوں رپلائی کیسا ملا؟ رپلائی کہ آپ نے پریشان کیتا گیا، صرف گلاں نہیں کسیاں گئیاں بلکہ معاذ اللہ آقا علیہ الصلوۃ والسلام تے پتھر برسائے گئے. لکھا ہے کہ آپ صلی اللہ تعالیٰ علیہ وسلم کا جسم نازنین لہو لہان ہو گیا، آپ کے نالین مبارک جڑے لہو لہان ہو گئے، لیکن پھر بھی آقا علیہ الصلوۃ والسلام نے کنٹرول کیتا، برداشت، اور آپ علیہ الصلوۃ والسلام نے دعا ہی کی تھی. تو اے حلم دی بہترین مثال ہے، اور حلم دا معنی بھی ہوندا ہے کہ اپنے باڈی دے اندر، اپنے جسم دے اندر غصہ، جڑا غصہ اینو ضبط کرنا، اینو عقیدہ حلم. بندے دے اندر جتنا زیادہ حلم ہوئے گا، قوت برداشت ہوئے گی، ٹینشن بھی کم ہونگی. اور حضور علیہ الصلوۃ والسلام جڑے نے بہترین اخلاق واسطے بھیجے گئے نے. آپ نے فرمایا بعثتُ لأتمم مکارم الاخلاق، کہ میں اس لیے مبعوث کیا گیا کہ میں اچھے اخلاق کی تکمیل کروں. تو حضور علیہ الصلوۃ والسلام فتح مکہ والا، آپ دے چچا حضرت حمزہ رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ، کیسا ظلم ہوا احد دے مقام تے، لیکن آپ نے معاف کر دیا فتح مکہ تے. اور کئی واقعات نے حضور علیہ الصلوۃ والسلام دے حلم مصطفیٰ تو پورا ایک کمیونٹی ٹاپک ہو سکتا ہے.
کیا بات ہے، واقعات ہی واقعات ہیں.
آئیڈیل اگر دیکھا جاوے کہ جویں استاد صاحب نے فرمایا نا، جویں آئیڈیل دیکھا جاوے تو آقا علیہ الصلوۃ والسلام دی سیرت انہاں واقعات دے نال بھری پئی ہے کہ کس طرح آپ حلم برداشت ہوندی سی تے لوگ آپ ارد گرد جمع ہوندے سن. الحمدللہ بہار
اس کو آپ ابھی بھی پریکٹیکلی طور پر دیکھ سکتے ہیں، جو غصے والا ہوتا ہے وہ اکیلے ہی ہوتا ہے. وہ کہتے ہیں نا، غصہ کھاؤ گے تو اکیلے رہ جاؤ گے، بعد بعد میں تل ملاؤ گے تو اکیلے رہ جاؤ گے. بلا وجہ کا غصہ کرنا، بلا وجہ کا جذباتی ہونا، یہ انسان کو اکیلا کر دے. پھر وہ اندر ہی اندر گھل رہا ہوتا کہ میں اکیلا کیوں ہوں، یہ وہ غلط ہے، وہ غلط نہیں، آپ غلط ہو. بلا وجہ کا جو ہے نا، وہ ہر بات میں غصہ دکھانا اور اپنے آپ کو بتانا کہ نہیں بس میں ایسا ہی ہوں، یہ انسان کو اکیلا کر دیتا ہے، اندر ہی اندر سے کھوکھلا کر دیتا ہے. سوچے جو ہے نا، وہ بھی سوچ سوچ کے خود ہی بیمار ہو جاتا ہے. تو یہ برداشت کی جو عادت ہے نا، یہ انسان کو کامیابی کی طرف لے کر جاتی ہے. آپ دیکھیں گے کامیاب لوگ نا، وہ بہت زیادہ جذباتی لڑنے والے نہیں ہوتے. کامیاب لوگوں کی ایک سائن یہ بھی کہ وہ بہت زیادہ ٹالیرنس کرنے والے، بہت زیادہ برداشت کرنے والے ہوتے ہیں. اور قرآن پاک میں بھی اللہ تعالیٰ ایسوں کو محبوب رکھتا ہے. جی ہاں، اور کیا ہے قرآن پاک میں سورہ آل عمران کے اندر، اور غصہ پینے والے اور لوگوں سے درگزر کرنے والے اور نیک لوگ اللہ کے محبوب ہیں. یاد ہے بلوڈ ٹو اللہ، یہ اللہ کے محبوب ہیں جو غصے درگزر کر دیتے، وہ غصہ پی جاتے ہیں بس. تو اللہ کرے کہ ہم ایسے ہو جائیں. جی عبدالرحمن
صاحب، یو کین سے دیٹ اسلام اسپریڈنگ ٹو آل پارٹس آف دا ورلڈ واز دا بیئرنگز آف دا مسلمز. اینڈ یو نو یو کڈ فرام دی ارلی ٹائم، فرام دا ٹائم وین اسلام سٹارٹڈ ان مکہ المکرمہ، ان دا ٹائم آف دا صحابہ اکرام، واٹ ڈڈ دا صحابہ ڈڈ ناٹ بیئر، یو نو دا ڈیفیکلٹیز وی نو اباؤٹ سینا بلال حبشی رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ. In the heat of the sun, companions like Sayyidina Habbab radiallahu ta'ala anhu, you know, who were tortured, and you know, other companions, they were taken out of their homes. You know, this is what they bared in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the way of the deen. There's so many difficulties. We know that because bearing these difficulties, when it became so hard, a lot of the sahaba, they did hijrat to Habsha, to Ethiopia. And how they bear this, that they actually leave everything, say sahab. You know, a hometown where you've been brought up, where you live, you spent all your life for the bearance of the deen, you're leaving that hometown to go so that you could able to spread the deen, to able to establish the deen and continue upon the deen. The sahaba ikram, alayhim ridwan, they set such an example. You know, they didn't have food, say sahab. Food, they didn't have food to eat. They were in this, you know, look at the Sahaba Sufa, that there was nothing which they had, anything which was brought into the court, the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam would send to them. They didn't have a house, they didn't have a home. And then if you look at, you know, if continue looking, even the Anbiya alayhim as-salam, you know, Sayyidina Musa ala Nabina alayhi salatu, how much difficulties came from Fir'aun. Sayyidina Musa ala Nabina alayhi salatu wasalam. The other prophets of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what difficulties they went through.
Allah.
And they, you know,
حضرت یعقوب علیہ السلام کا صبر دیکھیں کتنا.
You know, every prophet of Allah you would look, and these are the best of people, these are the most greatest of people, the Anbiya alayhi salam. Yet they showed us this path. They showed us that we have to bear, although there were those, if they raised their hands in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, everything will be destroyed. Yet for many years, they didn't raise their hands to destruction of these people. They bared it. And this is what Islam is sort of teaching us, to bear these type of difficulties and to have sabr. You know, the teaching of sabr is upon us, especially when we are in the path of the deen. Say, alhamdulillah, you know that when we are traveling in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the Madani kaflas, or when we are seeking knowledge, although the difficulties are not like the difficulties which them people had.
I see.
You know how much hardship they went through, how many difficulties went through. You know, you ask them that how they spent their time in seeking knowledge. When we hear about Ghaus-e-Azam, you know, basically spending them time in the jungle, eating leaves of trees, you know, things like this. And today we've got so much, but when the day becomes hot like this, the students might find it difficult to, you know, you have to study for this much hours in this heat. Maybe they've still got the fan, their fan is not enough. You know, how we become so...
برداشت نہیں ہے, روزہ ہو تو اس میں بھی بے صبری دکھا رہے ہوتے ہیں, نماز ہوتی تو اس میں بھی, کیا امام صاحب اتنی دیر کر دی, اور کیا شاید بھائی آپ کے پاس تو بڑے کیسز آتے ہوں گے, گاڑی کے بھی کیسز ہوتے ہیں, گاڑی آگے نکالتا ہے برداشت نہیں ہو, کیسے آگے گیا, ریس لگانا شروع کرتے ہیں اور ایکسیڈنٹ ہو جاتا ہے, کبھی اوورٹیک کر رہے ہوتے ہیں, مطلب یہ بالکل ہی کہتے نا آؤٹ آف لاجک بات بھی ہے کہ بھائی کس لیے غصہ کھانا ہے, کس لیے وہ نکل گیا, آگے نکل گیا, کیا ہو گیا, نہیں وہ ہوتا ہے کمر بھائی سگنل میں دیکھا کہ وہ سگنل تھا, گاڑی رکی اس نے شیشہ نیچے گیا, ایسے ہی نا اپنے آپ کو مہنگ وہ اسپیڈ توڑی, تو دوسرے نے کہا اچھا جی وہ باقی وہ ریس, اور وہ بھائی وہ پھر وہ کیمرے نے کھینچا ان کو, اس کے بعد بول رہے ہوں کہ برداشت کرتے تو نہیں آتا, تو بعد میں چلا پھر پولیس نے بھی پکڑا, وہ 30-40 مائل کی روڈ کے اوپر وہ برداشت نہیں ہوتا سامنے والے کا, 80-90 کی رفتار سے گاڑی چلا رہے ہوتے ہیں, پھر ایکسیڈنٹ ہوتا ہے, پھر بےچارے بہت سے اپنے ماں باپ کو روتا چھوڑے اس دنیا سے چلے جاتے ہیں, ان کے ماں باپ کے لیے ساری زندگی کا غم ہوتا ہے, برداشت نہیں تھا نا, کوئی آگے چلا گیا نکل گیا تو کیا ہو گیا, کسی کی ترقی برداشت نہیں ہے, کسی کی گاڑی برداشت نہیں ہے, کسی کا عہدہ برداشت نہیں ہے, کسی کا اچھا رہن سہن برداشت نہیں ہے, اصل میں پرابلم ہمارے اندر ہے, وہ جو بھی ہے جو بھی ہے, میں اپنے آپ کو دیکھوں نا کہ میرے اندر ٹالرنس ہے یا نہیں ہے, تو کسی کی اچھی چیز ہو یا نہ, اچھا کسی کی غلط چیز بھی ہے اس کو ایک طریقے سے سمجھایا جائے گا نا, صحیح چیز ہے اس کو غلط طریقے سے سمجھائیں گے تو آپ نے اس چیز کا ہی بیڑا غرق کر دیا, اس کو غلط کر دیا آپ نے, صحیح چیز کو صحیح انداز میں سمجھائیں گے تو چیز صحیح ہوگی. جی شاہد بھائی,
شاہ صاحب, ان دس آسپیکٹ وین وی سی پیپل یو نو اوور ٹیکنگ ون اندر, فائٹنگ ون اندر, دی سائیکولوجیکل افیکٹ بائی ناٹ ٹالریٹنگ ون اندر, اٹ کریٹس اے پرسن, دی پرسنز ہارٹ ریٹ بگنز ٹو گو اپ, دیئر بلڈ پریشر بگنز ٹو گو اپ, اینڈ یو نو دس ہیز این ریئل افیکٹ آن دی پرسنز مینٹالٹی وین دے یو نو ٹیک دس ان اے پرسنل وے ٹو دیمسیلفز, وائی ہیز اٹ ڈن دس ٹو می, وائی ڈیڈ اٹ کٹ ان فرنٹ آف می. Now, our physical strength, it begins to increase, where our spiritual strength, it decreases, because we in that mode, you know, we want to challenge that person in those aspects. We don't look at the intellectual side of it, that if he's, you know, behaved in a simple, in a way, if I didn't like him behaving that way, why am I getting angry for? Why is my blood pressure going high for? Why, you know, let him carry on. Why should be calm with it? And rather than creating a bigger scene to it, you know, just remain cool, remain back. And people actually even, you know, they start cutting up one another in driving and block each other and begin to physical fight with one another over these matters. If you look at, you know, the tolerance of Sayyidina Ali Karamullah Jikreem, you know, once they were in a war with the unbelievers, war in the positive of Muslims, and the chief of the unbelievers, you know, they confronted Sayyidina Ali. Sayyidina Ali, he overpowered them, threw the unbeliever on the floor. And as he was about to, you know, kill him, the unbeliever, he spat on their face. So what did they do? They just got up and walked away. This is, you know, controlling, tolerating themselves. They walked away. The person got up and says, "You're about to kill me. Why did you not do that?" He goes, "Because initially when I was fighting you for deen. When you spat on my face, it was becoming personal and I didn't want to do anything for my personal gain." Upon hearing this, he accepted Islam. So, you know, the tolerance about this, if somebody did something to us, you know, how would we behave? You know, we'll behave in such a way that, you know, if someone spat on us or did anything to us, we'll, you know, attack them in such a way that the person probably wouldn't be able to get up.
Allah.
But, you know, mashallah, these, you know, companions are great, you know, lesson for us to learn from their, you know, lives.
بہت سارے واقعات امیر علیہ سنت دامر بکاتم العالیہ کی بھی اگر ذات نے دیکھا لوگوں نے کیا کچھ نہیں کیا تھا. آپ کے سامنے جا رہے ہیں نماز پڑھنے کی تو پان کی پیپ پھینک دی کسی نے. اب آپ سوچے کہ وہ نہیں, اگر آپ جا رہے ہو کوئی کچرا پھینک دے اور پھر جان بوجھ کے وائٹ کپڑوں پہ پان کی پیپ وہ بھی لال, یہ امیر علیہ سنت برداشت کیا اور اس کو دعوت دی, کچھ بھی نہیں کہا اور اس کو اجتماع کی دعوت دی. پھر کسی طرح کسی اور نے کہا مولانا صاحب آؤ چلو ماذا اللہ فلم دیکھنے جا رہے تھے نماز کی, امیر علیہ سنت اس کو اجتماع کی نماز کی دعوت دی. کچھ عرصے کے بعد دیکھا کہ ایک شخص آیا امامہ پہنا ہوا داڑھی رکھے, بولے پہچانتے ہیں, بولے میں وہی ہوں جس کو آپ کو دعوت دی تھی سینما گھر کی ماذا اللہ فلم کی, آپ کی جو ہے وہ برداشت اور پھر آپ نے مجھے دعوت دی تھی مسجد کی اور اجتماع کی, میں آیا تو الحمدللہ عز و جل اللہ نے کرم کیا اور آج داڑھی اور امامے میں. یعنی آپ دیکھیں برداشت, اگر غصہ کر جائے وہ تو آپ نے اسے باہر معاملہ ہی خراب ہو گیا. تو یہ برداشت سے اسلام پھیلا ہے, یہ یاد رکھیے گا, اسلام کے پھیلنے میں ایک اہم کردار جو ہے یہ ٹالرنس اور برداشت کا ہے.
سب یو نو اسپیشلی یو ٹاکنگ اباؤٹ وین وی انوائٹنگ ٹوورڈز گڈنس دیئر از ا لاٹ آف سم ٹائمز یو ہیو ٹو فیس اسپیشلی ان دیز. آئی ریممبر دیئر از ا مدنی قافلہ ٹریول ٹو ون ٹاؤن اینڈ دی برادر وینٹ ٹو انوائٹ, دے ناٹ آن سمونز ڈور اینڈ دے آسکڈ ہم, دے سیڈ لک they started presenting the quote was righteousness and neki ki daawat and said and the brother said life is very short. Now the person on the other side of the door, he says no I don't agree with you. he's telling him life is very short and the person on the other side is saying no I don't agree with you. Now you know when you're giving someone daawat and the person fires back and an aspect like this is well when everyone agrees that life is short, that person is saying I don't agree with you.
Iski life long hai kahan se bhi baat hai, shok ko to kuch ke short fuse hote hain.
The truth is yourself forbearance, when we consider the blessed character of our beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the principle or one of the principles that we learn from his forbearance is anything personal he forgave. So whatever was personal to the beloved messenger sallallahu alaihi wa sallam, he forgave. Even the account that I mentioned earlier, one narration says that Zayd bin Sa'na, he actually pulled the blessed collar of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa sallam to publicly hold someone's clothing and pull them and say, well, you're not doing right or you're being unjust. Just saying it is something which is can lead to embarrassment or humiliation if people think of it that way, that I'm being embarrassed in front of people. But holding one's clothing, a lot of the Bedouin, when they would come to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they would just tug his clothing. But he never retaliated with things that were personal. But at the same time, if it was a matter of Sharia, if it was a matter of hududullah, the boundaries that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has defined, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has explained the boundaries of the religion, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made it very clear. And one of the famous examples was the example of how a lady from a very influential tribe, she was due to be punished because of a sinful deed which was proven. Her name happened to be Fatima, but she belonged to an influential tribe. The people, they sent forward one of the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the son of Sayyidina Zayd radiallahu ta'ala, and to kind of intercede. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, no, even if this was Fatima, the daughter of Muhammad this ruling would apply. Meaning the ruling does not change. And then he explained that the people of the past, this is what led to their destruction. They would, what he meant was they would judge or they would execute rulings or they would choose not to execute rulings based upon the person. And justice is that whenever something is proven, justice must be served or the ruling applies. So our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam showed us through his blessed character, anything personal, forgive that. And the examples that Shaykh Bey was giving, and you mentioned yourself, Shahsab, it's about what kind of mindset we have. So if your mindset is negative, you look at everything with a negative mindset, then it's going to, a brother mentioned that, oh, sometimes when I open my front door, I'm welcomed with a bag of rubbish. It's there, you know, like waiting for me. So meaning, no, I'd rather be welcomed by a proper welcome, salam, smile, than there's a bag of rubbish there. And what he must think about is, look, why is it that? It's about the half full or the half empty, the cup half full or the cup half empty. Why don't you think that the bag of rubbish is there so you get rid of any rubbish before you even enter the house? Why don't you think of the fact that maybe there is no one else in the house, and would you rather your wife or someone who would choose to be veiled pulls a bag of rubbish out and puts it in the bin? Is that something that your dignity would accept as a Muslim? Your ghairah, is that something? But the one thing, oh, bag of rubbish, look, I've just come home, I'm tired, I've just come from work.
I have to do this as well.
I have to do this as well. Oh, this is what they think of me, rubbish man. So it's about what you think.
Thinking rubbish man.
This is what it is, Shasab. So what we have to develop a positive mindset. Positive people, they have a glow, and people in their company, it rubs off them. Because they want to do something. Negative people are like, oh, this is not going to happen. Same. If you do this, it won't happen. Oh, we'll never get that. And you never get anywhere. So you always be realistic, but be positive, inshallah, you get this.
You know, when you in angry mood, outside that tolerance mood, just go up. And when you deliver a speech, वो शानदार स्पीच जो होती है जो आप गुस्से में और बर्दाश्त की हदों को बाहर करके करते हैं ना वो कभी रिकॉर्ड करके सुन लीजिएगा अपना एक्सप्रेशन भी अपने अल्फाज भी और अपनी चीजें भी वो शानदार तकरीर होती है कवर भाई
देयर इज अ वर्ड दैट्स यूज्ड व्हिच आई वाजंट वेरी फॉन्ड ऑफ हंग्री व्हिच इज अ मिक्सचर ऑफ एंग्री एंड हंग्री सो व्हेन समवन इज हंग्री एंड एंग्री दे कॉल इट अपेरेंटली आई एक्चुअली चेक्ड इट एंड इट केम अप इन द डिक्शनरी इट्स नॉट ओरिजिनली एन इंग्लिश वर्ड बट इट जस्ट शो सम थिंग्स बिकम सो कॉमन इन लैंग्वेज दैट दे कम इनटू देयर इवन इंक्लूडेड इन द डिक्शनरी सो अ लॉट ऑफ हंग्री पीपल आउट देयर इंस्टेड ऑफ बीइंग टॉलरेंट एंड जस्ट वेटिंग फॉर द कंसीडरिंग व्हाट्स हैपेंड एट होम कंसीडर व्हाट और इवन आस्क व्हाई Is everything okay? Do you need any help? Today the meal was delayed. No. It's like, why? You know, how dare you delay the meal? You know, this is something which is a necessity in this house. So it's about mindset, whether you're angry or hangry, control yourself.
Sahi baat, dono ho baat. Ye to mixture ho gaya tha, fir aur gadbad ho gayi.
Ye waqai shayad badi pyari gal ki thi ki we have to develop our positive mind. Ke positive mind banawange to fayda hoga. Ek gal dhyan ch rakhe. ਕਿ ਬੰਦੇ ਨੂੰ ਆਪਣੀ ਜ਼ਾਤ ਵਾਸਤੇ ਗੁੱਸਾ ਨਹੀਂ ਕਰਨਾ ਜਿਸ ਤਰ੍ਹਾਂ ਸਾਡਾ ਇਹ ਜ਼ਿਹਨ ਬਣ ਜਾਏਗਾ ਨਾ ਬਹੁਤ ਸਾਰੇ ਮਸਾਇਲ ਜਿਹੜੇ ਨੇ ਹੱਲ ਹੋ ਜਾਣਗੇ
ਕਲੇਮ ਤਾਂ ਇਹੀ ਕਰਤੇ ਹੈ ਮੈਂ ਕੁਝ ਜ਼ਾਤੀ ਥੋੜੀ ਦੁਸ਼ਮਣੀ ਹੈ ਮੈਂ ਤਾਂ ਇਸ ਤਨਜ਼ੀਮ ਕੀ ਵਜ੍ਹਾ ਸੇ ਇਸ ਆਰਗੇਨਾਈਜੇਸ਼ਨ ਕੀ ਵਜ੍ਹਾ ਸੇ ਇਸ ਕਿਆ ਕਹਤੇ ਜੌਬ ਕੀ ਵਜ੍ਹਾ ਸੇ ਇਸ ਕਾਮ ਕੀ ਵਜ੍ਹਾ ਸੇ ਮੇਰਾ ਯਹ ਰੋ ਜ਼ਾਤੀ ਥੋੜੀ ਕੋਈ ਕਹਤਾ ਹੈ ਪਰ
ਗੁੱਸਾ ਇੱਕ ਫਿਤਰੀ ਚੀਜ਼ ਹੈ ਆ ਜਾਂਦਾ ਲੇਕਿਨ ਗੁੱਸਾ ਆਣਾ ਬੁਰੀ ਚੀਜ਼ ਨਹੀਂ ਗੁੱਸੇ ਨੂੰ ਕੰਟਰੋਲ ਕਰਨਾ ਇਹ ਕਮਾਲ ਹੁੰਦਾ ਖੁਰਾਸਾਨ ਦੇ ਇੱਕ ਬਜ਼ੁਰਗ ਰਹਿਮਤੁਲਾਹੀ ਤਾਲਾ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਨੇ ਖਾਬ 'ਚ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਨੂੰ ਹੁਕਮ ਦਿੱਤਾ ਗਿਆ ਕਿ ਤੁਸੀਂ ਤਾਤਾਰੀ ਕੌਮ ਦੇ ਕੋਲ ਜਾਓ ਤਾਂ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਨੇ ਕੀ ਦਾਅਵਾ ਦਿਓ ਉਸ ਟਾਈਮ ਹਲਾਕੂ ਖਾਨ ਦਾ ਬੇਟਾ ਤਾਗੂ ਖਾਨ ਤਾਗੂਦਾਰ ਖਾਨ ਇਸ ਦਾ ਨਾਮ ਸੀ
ਤਾਗੂਦਾਰ ਖਾਨ
ਜੀ ਅਤੇ ਉਹਦੀ ਹਕੂਮਤ ਸੀ ਆਪ ਗਏ ਜਾ ਕੇ ਦਾਅਵਾ ਦਿੱਤੀ ਉਹਨੇ ਨਾ ਮਸਖਰੀ ਦੇ ਅੰਦਾਜ਼ 'ਚ ਮਜ਼ਾਕ ਦੇ ਅੰਦਾਜ਼ 'ਚ ਗੁੱਸਾ ਦਿਲਾਉਣ ਵਾਲੀ ਗੱਲ ਕੀਤੀ ਕਿ ਤੁਹਾਡੀ ਦਾੜੀ ਦੇ ਵਾਲ ਅੱਛੇ ਨੇ ਜਾਂ ਮੇਰੇ ਕੁੱਤੇ ਦੀ ਦੁੰਮ ਹਾਲਾਂਕਿ ਗੁੱਸਾ ਦਿਲਾਉਣ ਵਾਲੀ ਗੱਲ ਸੀ ਕੋਈ ਹੋਰ ਹੁੰਦਾ ਤਾਂ ਸ਼ਾਇਦ ਪਤਾ ਨਹੀਂ ਉੱਥੇ ਫਟ ਪੈਂਦਾ ਲੇਕਿਨ ਕਿਉਂਕਿ ਉਹ ਇੱਕ ਪੁਰ ਤਸੀਰ ਮੁਬੱਲਿਗ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਦੀ ਜ਼ੁਬਾਨ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਵੀ ਤਸੀਰ ਬਜ਼ੁਰਗ ਸਨ ਤੇ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਨੇ ਬੜਾ ਪੋਲਾਈਟ ਅੰਦਾਜ਼ ਵਿੱਚ ਮੁਸਕਰਾਤੇ ਹੋਏ ਜਵਾਬ ਦਿੱਤਾ ਕਿ ਮੈਂ ਵੀ ਆਪਣੇ ਰੱਬ ਅਜ਼ਵਜਲ ਦਾ ਕੁੱਤਾ ਤੇ ਅਗਰ ਤਾਂ ਮੈਂ ਵਫ਼ਾਦਾਰੀ 'ਚ ਕਾਮਯਾਬ ਹੋ ਗਿਆ ਅੱਲਾਹ ਤਾਲਾ ਦੀ ਫਰਮਾ ਬਰਦਾਰੀ ਕਰਦਾ ਰਿਹਾ ਫਿਰ ਤਾਂ ਮੈਂ ਅੱਛਾ ਅਦਰਵਾਈਜ਼ ਤੇਰੇ ਕੁੱਤੇ ਦੀ ਦੁੰਮ ਬਸ਼ਰਤ ਕਿ ਅਗਰ ਉਹ ਤੇਰਾ ਵਫ਼ਾਦਾਰ ਹੈ ਤਾਂ ਉਹ ਅੱਛੀ ਅੱਛਾ ਇਹ ਜਵਾਬ ਸੁਣਿਆ ਨਾ ਬੜਾ ਮੁਤਾਸਿਰ ਹੋਇਆ ਉਹਨੇ ਇਨਵਾਈਟ ਕੀਤਾ ਕਿ ਤੁਸੀਂ ਮੇਰੇ ਕੋਲ ਰਹੋ ਕੁਛ ਦਿਨ ਤੱਕ ਮੈਂ ਤੁਹਾਡੀ ਮਹਿਮਾਨਵਾਜ਼ੀ ਕਰਾਂਗਾ ਤੇ ਆਪ ਰਹਿਮਤੁਲਾਹੀ ਤਾਲਾ ਲੈ ਉਹਦੇ ਕੋਲ ਰਹੇ ਕੁਛ ਅਰਸਾ ਉਹ ਡੇਲੀ ਬੇਸ ਤੇ ਆਉਂਦਾ ਤਾਗੂਦਾਰ ਖਾਨ ਤੇ ਆਪ ਰਹਿਮਤੁਲਾਹੀ ਤਾਲਾ ਲੈ ਉਹਨੂੰ ਨੇਕੀ ਦਾਅਵਾ ਦਿੰਦੇ ਕੁਛ ਅਰਸੇ ਦੇ 'ਚ ਉਹ ਇੰਨਾ ਮੁਤਾਸਰ ਹੋਇਆ ਆਪ ਦੇ ਇਸ ਪੋਲਾਈਟ ਅੰਦਾਜ਼ ਕੋਲ ਸਮਾਈਲਿੰਗ ਵਾਲੇ ਫੇਸ ਤੋਂ ਕਿ ਉਹ ਮੁਸਲਮਾਨ ਸਿਰਫ ਉਹ ਨਹੀਂ ਬਲਕਿ ਉਹਦਾ ਸਾਰਾ ਉਹ ਜਿਹੜਾ ਕਬੀਲਾ ਸੀ ਨਾ ਉਹ ਵੀ ਮੁਸਲਮਾਨ ਹੋ ਗਿਆ ਪਤਾ ਚੱਲਿਆ ਮਿੱਠੇ ਬੋਲ ਬੰਦਾ ਆਪਣੀ ਤਬੀਅਤ ਅੰਦਰ ਪਾ ਲੈਣਾ ਕਿ ਮੈਂ ਆਪਣੀ ਜ਼ਾਤ ਵਾਸਤੇ ਗੁੱਸਾ ਨਹੀਂ ਕਰਨਾ ਮਿੱਠੇ ਬੋਲ ਰਿਪਲਾਈ ਅੱਛਾ ਹੋਵੇ ਤੇ ਉਹਦਾ ਵਾਕਈ ਅੱਛਾ ਅਸਰ ਜਾਏਗਾ ਵਰਨਾ ਹਦੀਸ ਪਾਕ ਦਾ ਮਫਹੂਮ ਹੈ ਫਰਮਾਇਆ ਕਿ ਗੁੱਸਾ ਜਿਹੜਾ ਹੈ ਨਾ ਉਹ ਇਮਾਨ ਨੂੰ ਐਵੇਂ ਵੇਸਟ ਕਰ ਦਿੰਦਾ ਹੈ ਫਾਸਦ ਕਰ ਦਿੰਦਾ ਹੈ ਜਿਸ ਅੰਦਾਜ਼ ਕੜਵਾ ਫਲ ਇਹ ਲਵਾ ਕੜਵਾ ਫਲ ਜਿਸ ਤਰ੍ਹਾਂ ਉਹ ਸ਼ਹਿਦ ਹੁੰਦਾ ਨਾ ਸ਼ਹਿਦ ਉਹਨੂੰ ਕੜਵਾ ਕਰ ਦਿੰਦਾ ਹੈ ਇਸੇ ਤਰ੍ਹਾਂ ਹੀ ਜਿਹੜਾ ਗੁੱਸਾ ਹੈ ਨਾ ਉਹ ਇਮਾਨ ਦੀ ਹਲਾਵਤ ਵੀ ਖਤਮ ਕਰ ਦਿੰਦਾ
ਸਹੀ ਫਰਮਾਇਆ ਦੋਜ਼ ਹੂ ਹੈਵ ਦਿਸ ਸਕਿੱਲ ਸਕਿੱਲ ਵੀ ਕਹਿ ਦੇ
برداشت کرنے کی خیر مہارت بھی ہوتی ہے نا, فن بھی ہوتا ہے. جن کے اندر واقعی برداشت کرنے کا فن ہے, مہارت ہے, وہ زندگی میں کوئی جنگ ہارتے نہیں ہیں. یہ یاد رکھیے, وہ ہارتے نہیں ہیں, وہ ہاری ہوئی بازی بھی جیت جاتے ہیں برداشت کی وجہ سے. یہ یاد رکھیے گا, غصہ کھانا, بات بات میں گلا پھاڑنا, یہ کرنا, یہ کوئی اچھی عادت نہیں ہے, یہ بڑی عجیب ہی عادت ہے. کالس لے لیتے ہیں پروگرام میں, جی کالس چلا دیجیے.
MashaAllah Babu, what a beautiful silsila, path to success. My madani request to the Nath Khan is to read Madina Yaad Kar Lena. Jazakallahu khaira.
Theek hai ji, Madina Yaad Kar Lena. Madina Yaad Aata Hai, Bade Milte Julte Kalam Hai. Next call please.
ماشاءاللہ پاتھ ٹو سکسیس سلسلے میں بہت پیارے پیارے مدنی خور ہمیں حاصل ہوتے ہیں. اللہ کریم سب مبلغین کو سلامت رکھے. اور نعت خان صاحب سے گزارش ہے کہ یہ کلام سنا دیجئے. اٹھا دو پردہ, دکھا دو چہرہ, کہ نور باری حجاب میں ہے. جزاکم اللہ خیرا.
آمین حضور. یہ بھی سناتے ہیں انشاءاللہ. اس ٹائم فار آور سیگمنٹ, اور کون سا ہے وہ سیگمنٹ؟ اسکرین پہ چلتا ہے ٹوڈیز پزل انشاءاللہ. آئیے دیکھتے ہیں انشاءاللہ.
The path of knowledge is the way to Jannah.
شاہد بھائی ایکٹیو ہو گئے ہیں, عبدالحنان بھائی بھی ایکٹیو ہیں انشاءاللہ. بہرحال اب ہمارے مبلغین بھی دیکھیں یہ کون سا مل کر ورڈ بنتا ہے اور اس کو کیا کہتے ہیں. بہرحال بڑا مختصر سا ہے اور آسان بھی ہے, بہت سارے ورڈ ایک ساتھ آ گئے اس کے اندر. کیا بات ہے جی, دو ڈی آ گئے, دو ای آ گئے, دو ایس آ گئے, کیا بات ہے جی. صرف ایک ایک جو رہ گیا وہ پی آئی اور او رہ گیا ہے. ڈی ویسے امپورٹنٹ لگ رہا ہے نا شاہد بھائی. شاہد بھائی ایکشن میں آ رہے ہیں تھوڑے. عبدالحنان بھائی بھی غور کر رہے ہیں. پی اور ڈی یہ دونوں امپورٹنٹ ہیں. یہ دو لفظ مل کر ایک بناتے ہیں پورا, اور کیا ہوگا یہ بتائیں جملہ. اسٹارٹنگ فروم پی, سیکنڈ ورڈ جو ہے وہ ڈی سے. دو الگ الگ, ایک لفظ جو ہے وہ پی سے ہے اور دوسرا جو ہے وہ ڈی سے ہے. شاہد بھائی پہنچے, کیا بات ہے. تو شاہد بھائی اسٹائل میں انہوں نے, شاہد بھائی پہنچ گئے. بندہ پہنچ جاتا تو پھر تھوڑا اسٹائل بھی مارتا. کیا بات ہے, پتا نہیں اب پہنچے نہیں پہنچے, دیکھیں گے. کیوں قمر بھائی, پی سے اسٹارٹ ہو رہا ہے اور سیکنڈ ورڈ ڈی پہ ہو رہا ہے, کیا بات ہے جی. اور دونوں ورڈ ایس پہ ختم ہو رہے ہیں, یہ بھی کمال کی بات ہے.
صحیح
پہنچ گئے عبدالحنان بھائی. چلیں جی, آج ذکر بھی ہوا ہے اس کا, اس حوالے سے. شاہد بھائی ان ایکشن, مبین بھائی نہیں پہنچے, قمر بھائی کچھ پہنچ گئے. ایک لفظ آیا ہے, دوسرا نہیں آیا. پہنچنے والے پہنچ گئے ہیں. شاہد بھائی نے گردن ہلا دی ہے اس وقت. عبدالحنان بھائی آپ پہنچ گئے. چلیں جی شاہد بھائی, کہاں پہنچے آپ سب سے پہلے؟ تو آپ پہنچ گئے. اور اس کے بعد آپ وڈرا ہو رہے ہیں. کیا آپ نے کیا سوچا تھا شاید بھی, کیا تھا؟
ڈسپلیزڈ.
کیا بات ہے کہ آتے ہیں سارے, اس میں ایل تو ہے ہی نہیں اس کے اندر.
یہی میں دیکھ رہا ہوں.
تو پھر جی عبدالنام بھائی, جی کیا فرماتے ہیں قمر بھائی؟ کمر بھائی پائس تک پہنچ گئے. ڈیڈز ہے یا نہیں ہے؟ بالکل اس کے اندر ڈیڈز ہے. رائٹ ورڈ چلا دیجئے. اور عبدالحنان بھائی آج کے ونر ہیں ہمارے ماشاءاللہ. پائس ڈیڈز, جی ہاں. اللہ اکبر, شاہد بھائی پتہ نہیں کہاں ڈسپلیس پہ پہنچ گئے. بالکل الٹا, بات زمین کی ہو رہی ہے, یہ آسمانوں کی طرف جو ہے وہ سیر کرتے پھر رہے. صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. انشاءاللہ کچھ کلام جو ہے وہ شامل کرتے ہیں پروگرام کے اندر انشاءاللہ.
صلوا علی الحبیب صلی اللہ علی محمد. اللهم صل علی سیدنا 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 محمد. تیبا بڑی دور آقا, تیبا بڑی دور. اللهم صل علی
سيدنا محمد اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد بڑی دعائیں مانگی ہم نے ہم بھی طیبہ جائیں گے طیبہ جا کر کہنا آقا کب وہ ہم کو بلائیں گے بڑی دعائیں مانگی ہم نے ہم بھی طیبہ جائیں گے طیبہ جا کر کہنا آقا کب وہ ہم کو بلائیں گے جب وہ ہم کو بلائیں گے جب وہ ہم کو بلائیں گے پھر ہم بھی مدینے جائیں گے رو رو حال سنائیں گے اور مل کر سب یہ سنائیں گے طیبہ بڑی دور آقا طیبہ بڑی دور اللہم صلی علی سیدنا محمد 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 میرے آقا میرے سرور میرا بیڑا پار ہو طالب ہوں میں آپ کا شاہ مجھ کو عطا دیدار ہو میرے آقا میرے سرور میرا بیڑا پار ہو طالب ہوں میں آپ کا شاہ مجھ کو عطا دیدار ہو نظر کرم سرکار آقا نظر کرم سرکار آقا نظر کرم سرکار آقا نظر کرم سرکار ہو آپ کا منگتا آپ کا سائل حاضر دربار ہو طیبہ بڑی دور آقا طیبہ بڑی دور اللہم صلی علی سیدنا محمد اللہم صلی علی سیدنا محمد جو کوئی غم ستائے تو مدینہ یاد کر لینا نہ دل کو چین آئے تو مدینہ یاد کر لینا مدینہ یاد کر لینا.
صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. جی قمر بھائی بات ہو رہی تھی ٹالرنس کی, برداشت کی, اور میں یہ کہوں گا گھر سے نکلتے ہوئے نا گھر والے ڈسٹرب نہ کیا کریں.
جی
یعنی گھر سے وہ نکلا ہے اور جو مطلب اس کو پاپے سے باہر کر دیا, اب وہ پورا دن اس کا گیا آفس میں اسٹارٹ آرگیومنٹ وتھ دا باس, اس نے بھی آگے سے دیا کچھ, چلو جی جاب سے فارغ ہوا کیا تھا گھر سے شروع ہوا تھا تو برداشت نہیں تھا, وہ گھر گیا. اچھا مسکراتے ہوئے جائیں, مسکراتے ہوئے آئیں, گھر والے بھی مسکراتے ہوئے ملیں, یہ بھی مسکراتے ہوئے ملیں, یعنی کہ برداشت نہ ہو نا تو پورا دن جو ہے نا وہ پھر ایسا ہی ہوتا ہے کہ صبح کا ایک حادثہ نا وہ پورا دن جو ہے وہ خراب کر دیتا ہے.
ایسا پٹواری
میں نے چوائس چھوڑی ہے, پنجابی پٹواری مجھے نہیں پتا,
ایک آدھ جمعہ میں بول دوں گا انشاءاللہ, وہ بھی سوچ کے بولنا پڑتا. اللہ اکبر. انشاءاللہ فرسٹ اینڈ فور موسٹ واٹ شاہ صاحب ہیز مینشنڈ اباؤٹ دی ٹالرنس ایٹ ہوم, دی ریزن وائی اٹس امپورٹنٹ از بیکاز if there is tolerance at home then it doesn't affect what Shasab was reiterating here was if there is tolerance at home it does not have a negative effect on other matters or matters outside the home, whether it's work, business or whatever else it is. All it takes at times is to simply tolerate. So if something is said which may be negative due to frustration in the house, something, there is a complaint, a negative comment, a negative assumption, man must have it in himself to have that level of forbearance to be the one who diffuses the situation, does not make it escalate, does not ignite the fire even more, because all it takes is to answer negativity with negativity and then it becomes an argument, a full-blown argument. So it's very important to have that level of tolerance. If that level of tolerance is there, our deen teaches before we enter the home, we should recite Bismillah. If we know the dua of entering the home, read the dua, say salam to the household. Naturally, the very first step, you're leaving shaitan, Satan outside. So any negativity that you may feel within the household, it will be more easier to tackle. If you come in, you slam the door, you just push the door open, and you show your anger and the man of the house is back and you shout at your children, push a couple of them to one side, leave me alone, I want some peace. If that is your attitude when you enter the house, then there will be no positivity in your household. And for sisters especially, for women especially, it's very important. And mashallah, as men, you know, it doesn't take a lot for a man to become angry. It's just something naturally within the best of men, so-called best of men. The best of men will control it, but every man will admit that it's very easy for him to become angry. And there is naturally more compassion, more forbearance, it seems, in women. And this is why they show that care and compassion a lot more towards children and the young than men do. Men face very little and they respond in a negative or aggressive manner. A trait that, in addition to that, because we're talking about character traits related to people, our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, to the extent, has encouraged us to show ease and forbearance to other people in such a way that if someone owes you something and you go easy on him, the hadith mentions that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will create ease for you in this world and in the hereafter. Because a person who is owing, he is already in a position of where he feels embarrassed and he may not have the means to pay back. But if you keep putting him in that position of difficulty, that will just increase his hardship. If you decrease that hardship, and the best situation, if you're able to forgive, that's even better, but at least go easy on him. Give him more time if possible. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will create ease for you. Because we know from hadith, as long as a person continues to help people, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala helps him. He receives the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Some difficulties must be embraced. Which difficulties must be embraced? Like any hardship that you face in Madinatul Munawwarah. The famous hadith in Tirmidhi, our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa sallam has mentioned, the one who faces hardship and is patient when he faces any difficulty or hardship in Madinatul Munawwara, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wa sallam said, I shall be his witness and his intercessor on the Day of Judgment. So this is another encouraging factor, that when you go to the city of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa sallam, your level of tolerance should increase even more, because there is a special reward for expressing this tolerance. So tolerance related to people, tolerance related to places, and tolerance related to family, all these things are important.
Say, sir, I'm just watching you over and over again. You're bringing that tolerance topic back to the home. It's probably where you've got to be the most tolerant in the house itself. So,
asal banda kehte na ke bahar walon se mukabla karna asaan hai, andar se mushkil hai.
No doubt.
Andar aman sukoon hai na, to bahar banda badi cheeze fatah kar lega. Oye, ghar ko fatah nahi kiya na apne, wo na kuch bhi fatah nahi kar sake.
And in related to this, no doubt, you see that a lot of people bear a lot of difficulties outside. For example, person is 8 hours at work with hard management over him. He's been pushed around, he's working, he's earning money, he's coming home and he's still going back the next day. But when he comes to the house, for some reason or another, you know, a little thing happens and it ignites, you know, everything goes off. And there's a lot of tolerance, and it's a tolerance from both sides here is needed in the house. Ustaz Sahab was talking that the man has to bear a bit more tolerance in fact, in places. Sometimes the women have to bear a lot of more tolerance as well. So it depends on how the people are at home. Sometimes the men are more and get angry. Sometimes the women get more angry, so the men have to bear a lot more as well. So it works both ways. And it's important to bear that tolerance. Why? Because that home connection there, Sayyid Sahab, it's not just connected to yourself, but it's connected to your family, as your wife, your children, your parents, her parents. How many people are involved in that environment? So it's very, very important that you bear that tolerance. At work, if it's with the management, it's just you and the management. And other places, it's just you and the second person. But at home, it's connected to so many people. So if you're not patient there, it can basically break up so many people. And it can put so many people in the form of stress, in difficulty, in hardship. And it's very important that we bear the difficulties at home, whether it's the husband, whether it's the wife. Sometimes the children need to bear things as well. It could be that the parents are being a bit harsh, or the parents are going through a lot of difficulty, and that difficulty is falling upon the children. So it's important for the children there to able to bear that difficulty and be ease and be patient. Sometimes it's related to say, when a person doesn't have much, you know, a wealthy family or rich family, you can say they've got a lot of ease. And you have to be a poor family. Sometimes people who are going through a lot of difficulty just to earn enough, just to basically get by, it's a lot more difficulty. The children have to bear in the fact that, okay, they're not getting the sort of clothes they want to wear. The family at home, they have a lot of desires that they want this thing, they want this thing, and they're not able to gain it. And when they are looking upon others, oh, so-and-so's got this, my neighbor's got this, my neighbor's got this. So you'll be amazed. You know, once there was a mention regarding a people who are well off, and they were talking about the machine which makes flour. You know, we call it atta machine. Now it's become easy. In the old days, the women have to sort of really work hard to make the atta, the flour for the chapatis. Now you have a machine where you pour a bit of water and you put the flour in, and it's all ready for you. Now, sometimes, you know, in wealthy homes, that thing is not there. And you find it in the poor people's home, and they're still complaining that we haven't got this, we haven't got this. And you find the people, they're still doing the old style, the old way. And I learned this when I was in a gathering and they were talking about this. And then, you know, some of the people who are well off, and they're all saying, oh, we don't have this. What is this machine? We've never heard of it. And there was a poor person, well, you could have said poor, he wasn't well off compared to them. And he had it in his home. So people need to realize these things, that sometimes, you know, arguments happen over this, that over things that we haven't got, other people have got it. We haven't got this, other people have got it. It might be the other case that you've got it, you've got something which another person doesn't have it. So bearing these difficulties of not having something and not having the facilities or not, you know, someone might be complaining, and you have this problem in a lot of people as well. Well, look at our house, we've got 3 bedrooms, you know. So-and-so's got this big house, he's got a driveway, he's got this. People are looking at other people. So bearing in this way as well, but not having something or not having a facility, with something which we need to adopt as well, having sabr over this, because alhamdulillah, if Allah has given us a lot, be grateful and thankful to them.
MashaAllah. Kafi cheeze cover.
MashaAllah, just to expand on what Nahab mentioned, that when you are at work and something happens at work, and you know, people tend to tolerate it. In some circumstances, people actually don't tolerate, you know, what happens at work. They bring that at home, and then they take the anger at home on their families. Just a bit of a scenario I'll give you here. An employee, you know, working for somebody, and his boss, he got angry with him for whatever the reason, so he just shouts at him and he slaps him. And because he's an employer, he couldn't do anything, you know, sensitive to his employer. He comes home and takes his anger on his wife. The wife, she can't, you know, respond back to the husband, so she takes her anger on the son. The son, he can't do anything, you know, say nothing to his parents, so he takes it on his younger brother. Now the younger brother, he's got no one younger than him, he can take his anger on. They got a little dog at home. So what does he go and kick the dog? The dog goes running and he's going to bite the person. Who does he bite? The same boss who hit the father in the first place.
Achcha.
So he goes around this kind of incidents. So we should learn that, you know, control yourself and rather than, you know, making a big scene out of it. Because if you're going to be unjust with somebody, it's going to come back to you. And you will, you know, regret later. So therefore, control yourself. For example, a lion and wolf, you know, when they're angry, they'll go and, you know, attack anybody. They're not going to, you know, care about it because they don't think about things. Whereas a man, as a human, you know, when he gets angry, he has a choice. He has an intellect, either to control his anger or either to, you know, act in a different way. If he controls his anger and acts upon the teachings of the Prophet ﷺ and the pious saints, then, you know, he'll refrain from behaving in a different manner. Otherwise, you know, if he just does things without thinking, it's like being like an animal, you know, because you haven't thought about the consequences, what's going to happen. Therefore, you know, we need to look at this. Also, when we don't, you know, control our anger, we don't tolerate these situations, it causes division between friends, it causes division between families, causes depression, madness between, you know, everybody. And that separates many people, separates families, separates friends, separates, you know, the friction between employer and employee as well, because of not tolerating one another. You know, you have to work at a particular pace, but you're not able to, you know, meet eye to eye with another. Why? Because you haven't tolerated your behavior with the person. And it's important that we be patient with things and tolerate and forgive one another.
कहीं भी हो कामयाबी के लिए आपको ये जरूर चाहिए. टॉलरेंस होना बहुत जरूरी है, वरना कभी भी कामयाबी नहीं मिलेगी. वक्ती तौर पे एक जगह होगे, लेकिन अगली जगह पे आप फेल हो जाएंगे. लेकिन कामयाबी मिलेगी आपको जब आपके अंदर बर्दाश्त, हिल, सब्र ये चीजें होंगी.
जी वाकई शाह साहब, बुर्दबारी बंदे के अंदर जिस टाइम आएगी ना, तो काफ़ी सारे मामलात खुद ही हल हो जाते हैं. अच्छा, बाज़ दफ़ा ऐसा होंगे कि असी किसी नाल मिलते हैं साल तो बाद जाके, किसी ना कभी कितने मिलते हैं, तो बड़ा खुश अखलाकी ना समझता कि मेरे अंदर बहुत ज़्यादा बुर्दबारी है. हालांकि ये कमाल नहीं, कमाल है कि जिद नाल बंदा डेली बेस से मिलता है. जिस तरह इंप्लॉय की मिसाल दी इन्होंने, जिस तरह घर के बच्चे हो गए, उन्होंने बंदा डेली बेस से मिलता है. तो मुफ्ती अहमद यार खान फरमाते हैं, बेहतरीन खलीक ऐ वे कि जड़ा बंदा अपनी बीवी तो बच्चों नाल अच्छे अंदाज ना रहे, क्योंकि बाहर अजनबियों नाल तो कभी कितने मिलना है, लेकिन घर तो रेगुलर मिलता है. तो यह कमाल है कि घर का रवैया किवें दा है. तो जिस वक्त अंदर खाई रुकम लिया हली कि तुहाडे च बेहतरीन होवे जिहड़ा अपने घर वाले दे नाल बेहतरीन है. बाद दफा बंदा बाहर बड़ा पोलाइट होंदा, लेकिन घर बब्बर शेर बनया होंदा, आउंदे सारे झाड़ तो ये वो पता नहीं की दा की कुछ शुरू कर देंदा. तो फिर ये सानू चाहिए कि असी अपने अंदर ना कंट्रोल बर्दाश्त लैके आइए, तो इंशाल्लाह बहुत सारे मसले हल हो जाएंगे. बल्कि तलाक जड़ी है, अगर तलाक की रैशो देखी जाए तो गुस्से के अंदर ही आके तलाक देंदे बाहर जाते हैं. मुफ्ती साहब, मैं तो गुस्से ही तलाक दी सी, तो गुस्से की तलाक तो नहीं होनी चाहिए. तो मुफ्ती साहब अगर फरमाते हैं, तलाक बंदा को खुशी ना थोड़ी देंदा, हंस के थोड़ी देंदा. तो तलाक एवं होंगी, गुस्सा आएगा तो ਤੇ ਬੰਦਾ ਅਗਰ ਆਪਣੇ ਆਪ ਤੋਂ ਉਸ ਟਾਈਮ ਕੰਟਰੋਲ ਕਰ ਲਏ ਨਾ ਥੋੜ੍ਹੀ ਦੇਰ ਵਾਸਤੇ, ਜਿਹੜੇ ਤਰੀਕੇਕਾਰ ਦੱਸੇ ਗਏ ਨੇ, ਗੁੱਸਾ ਆਵੇ ਤਾਂ ਬੰਦਾ ਲੇਟ ਜਾਵੇ, ਵਜ਼ੂ ਕਰ ਲਵੇ, ਜਗ੍ਹਾ ਚੇਂਜ ਕਰ ਦੇਵੇ, ਕਿਸੇ ਹੋਰ ਪਾਸੇ ਚਲਾ ਜਾਵੇ, ਕੰਟਰੋਲ ਕਰ ਲਵੇ ਨਾ, ਤਾਂ ਕਾਫ਼ੀ ਸਾਰੇ ਮਸਾਇਲ ਜਿਹੜੇ ਸਾਡੇ ਹੱਲ ਹੋ ਜਾਣਗੇ, ਬਜਾਏ ਕਿ ਬੰਦਾ ਬਾਅਦ 'ਚ ਪਰੇਸ਼ਾਨ ਹੋਵੇ।
ਸਹੀ ਹੈ, ਆਈਏ, ਇੱਕ ਮੇਰੇ ਪਾਸ ਇੱਕ ਪੈਕੇਜ ਮੌਜੂਦ ਹੈ ਇਨਸ਼ਾਅੱਲਾਹ, ਉਹ ਆਪਕੋ ਦਿਖਾਤੇ ਹੈਂ।
Today in our society, we see many issues, we see many things happening. Brother with a brother, children with other children, a neighbor with another neighbor, within families, within businesses, within a single compound. When something happens, another person wants to show that he is greater. Another person wants to show that he has more connections. If something has happened and a person does not like it, he does not forget it, he does not leave it, he does not ignore it. But instead, what do we see is that a person would be on his sleeves and ever ready to take revenge and to show that I am better than you. If you have done this to me, then I'll do that to you. If you show me your eyes, I will show you my eyes back. If you show me your fist, I'll show you two fists. If you hit me, I will kick you. So we have that sort of enthusiasm within ourselves. Instead of forgetting, instead of tolerating, we want to revenge one another, we want to show who we are. Well, what does the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam teach us? What are the parameen of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam? Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiyallahu ta'ala anhu says that the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has said that the one who has three qualities, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will take his accountability with ease on the Day of Judgment. Companions asked, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, what are those three qualities? Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam replied, give to those who deprive you. Give to those who deprive you. Second one, mend ties, mend relations with those who cut off ties with you. And number three, forgive those who oppress you. So within our families, if we have instances wherein two brothers are not talking to one another, do not wait for the other one to come and approach for forgiveness. Why don't we be the ones to ask for forgiveness? Why don't we be the ones to mend relations and act upon the hadith of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam? As a result of which, inshallah, by the rahmat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our accountability will be taken with easiness on the Day of Judgment. Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has said, those who have oppressed you, forgive them. Forgive them, be tolerant about them. Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has said that the one who deprives you, give them. That no, he did not give me. When his child was getting married, he did not invite me. Why should I invite him? Why should I give him this? Why should I help him out? Why should I attend his call? Why should I answer to his message? No. The Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has said, the one who deprives him, give him. What is the result? Result is easiness in accountability on the Day of Judgment. Such a great reward. Needs a little bit of sacrifice, a little bit of sacrifice, a little bit of hard work from our side, inshallah, will give us such great benefits on the Day of Judgment. Sayyidina Ubay bin Ka'b radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates, the one who wants a palace in Jannah. Do you want a palace in Jannah? Of course, we all want a palace in Jannah. So what is the procedure? Ubay bin Ka'b radiallahu ta'ala anhu reports, the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has said, if you want a palace in Jannah, if you want your status, if you want your ranks to be elevated, then forgive those who oppress you. Mend relations with those who try to break ties with you. And give to those who deprive you. Jannah, easy accountability, raising ranks. What do we have to do? A little bit of big-heartedness is needed from us. A habit of forgiving, a habit of tolerance is needed from us. And we will see this benefit not in the hereafter only, but in the world itself. We will see that our society will become like a garden of Madinatul Munawwara, full of peace, full of tranquility, full of blessings, insha'Allah, Azza wa Jal. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
MashaAllah, Muballigh Dawat Islami was giving a beautiful Madani pool. MashaAllah, Mari Usman Madani from Malawi. Chalein, inshaAllah, ta Mari kuch گفتگو باقی تھی، قمر بھائی نے کچھ سرپرائز بھی دینا تھا ڈفرینٹ لینگویج میں. چلیں بات کرتے، کہاں پہنچتے ہیں، تھوڑا سا ٹائم رہ گیا ہمارے پاس. جی قمر
جی، شاہ صاحب، بس ایک دو گلاں کرنا ہے ہمیں. انہاں
کیا بات کی، کیا بات، انہاں
میسج بھیجا تھا، کچھ نصیحتاں کرنا ہے پھر.
ماشاء اللہ زبردست.
سوچ رکھو، سوچ چنگی رکھو، گلاں چنگیاں کرو، سنگ چنگا رکھو.
کیا بات ہے.
تعلقات نہ معیار, دوستی نہ معیار, سچائی پر رکھو.
سبحان اللہ.
ایک واقعہ شاہ صاحب, سچا واقعہ پیش آیا. ایک بندہ سی, اس بڑا مال کمایا اور افسوس کرنا سی. پوچھا, کسے پوچھا کہ افسوس کیا کرنے, اس نے بڑا مال کمایا تھا, بڑے کامیاب ہو. اس بندے آکھیا کہ اساں سونا چاندی اکٹھا کریں دا مال اساں بہو کمایا, پر اساں اپنے ہیرے گماش ہو رہے, جڑے اساں نے ہیرے سن وہ گم ہو گئے. انہاں آکھیا کیا مطلب, کچھ سمجھ نہ. انہاں آکھیا کہ اس بندے آکھیا مال کمایا, مالی کامیابی حاصل کیتی, اس وقت اساں اولاد پر توجہ نہیں دیتی, اے اولاد اساں نے ہتھوں باہر نکلی گئی. نصیحت یہ ہے کہ اولاد پر توجہ دیو, محبت نال پیش آؤ, سچائی نال, ایمانداری نال پیش آؤ. انشاءاللہ سچی گل کرسو, سچیا نال رسو, سچائی نی برکت رال انشاءاللہ کامیابی بھی ملسی.
کیا بات ہے جی. چلے جی, کرتے کرتے
چنگی بھلی بول سکتے ہیں, ماشاءاللہ زبردست.
کیا بات ہے جی.
شریف صاحب, وستا صاحب واز ٹاکنگ اباؤٹ دی چلڈرن. This is a place of great tolerance as well, especially in the time you have, and you haven't given tarbiyat to your children, then what you will get back from them as parents, it's very difficult. You know, this is a place where you have to bear a lot, and a lot of people, because they take it out in such a way, instead of that child turning away from them wrong actions or adopting goodness, he goes even worse. Why? Because the reaction of the parents at that. And at that time, we need to bear, those who have children, they need to really bear the way that children are coming forward towards them, the way, the things they are doing, and explaining them in the right way, guiding them in the right way. Keep on telling them, you know, if a child is behaving in the wrong way, he's using foul language, it's the reality is it's because the upbringing wasn't right. Now, you seeing them reacting like this in front of you, it's a place for the parents to bear now the way the children are behaving, and here they need to be showing them gentleness in this way, basically showing them extra love, being extra careful with them, not always taking out on them. You know, parents are constantly, if they're taking out on the children, telling them off on every little aspect, that child, he becomes spoiled, or he goes out in a different way. So it's important for the parents. At times, you know, if a child makes a mistake, okay, every time you're going to tell him off, he's going to react in a different way. At times, you know, maybe don't tell him off there and then. After a short while, when things are calm, explain him in a nice way. And inshallah, as well, them children will listen. So it's important for the parents to be bearing tolerance at this time, at them sort of places when the children are reacting like this as well.
MashaAllah. Ishaid.
With children, unfortunately, when children do something, rather than taking them on the side, we tend to try to say things to them and embarrass them in front of everybody. And when we do that kind of a behavior, the child automatically thinks, well, my parents are always having a go at me. They think I'm doing wrong, so why not do wrong? You know, if I'm getting blamed for something, I might as well do it. And this is the mentality which children have nowadays. And as Abdul Nawaz just mentioned that, you know, we should, rather than having go at them, be friends with them and talk to them on a friendly level. Then they wouldn't need to go out and talk to others or, you know, behave in a way, because then if they know they've done something wrong, they'll come and speak to us. As parents, as fathers, they'll speak to us and they'll say, Dad, I've done this. I know it's wrong, but I've done this unintentionally or something. And you'll be able to relate, you know, that and advise your son on that aspect. Because as fathers, we've probably been through many things ourselves. And from our own experience, we can teach our children. Therefore, it's important that we treat them with love and respect as well, especially when it comes in front of other people as well. Rather than go at them, we should, you know, talk to them politely and respect them as well. The Prophet ﷺ states that whoever forgives the mistakes of a Muslim, Allah will forgive his mistakes on the Day of Judgment. You know, many people, you know, when they make a mistake, we tend to, you know, have a go at them straight away. We should, you know, just stop and think, well, as humans, we make mistakes. So therefore, you know, forgive their mistakes. Inshallah, we will be rewarded for it as well.
ماشاءاللہ. قمر بھائی تھوڑا سا ٹائم رہ گیا, کیا میسج دینا چاہتے ہیں, کیا کرنا چاہتے ہیں؟
For us to be to have encouragement to adopt forbearance or tolerance, we must understand that the believer's situation is a win-win situation. We are never in a situation of loss if our intention is right or if our intention remains sincere. This is because our beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam has stated the strange affair of the believer that when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses him with affluence, he expresses gratitude, and that's good for him. And when he is in need or he faces need, he is patient, and that is good for him. So when he thanks Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he's getting reward for thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that's when he is in a state of affluence. And when he is in need, he's facing difficulty, then he is patient, and even in that situation there is reward for him. So there is reward both ways. We should never lose hope, never go into despair.
MashaAllah. چلیں جی, اس وقت انشاءاللہ ہم جو وظیفہ ہے ہمارا, ٹوڈیز وظیفہ, اس کو لیتے ہیں انشاءاللہ. پھر آخر میں مبلغین کیا میسج دینا چاہتے ہیں, اس کی طرف آتے ہیں. کیور فار سلیپنگ ڈپریویشن ڈیو ٹو پین. چلیں جی, اس کا آپ کو علاج بتاتے ہیں انشاءاللہ. دیکھیے آج کے وظیفے میں اسکرین کے اوپر چل رہا ہے, اور اس کو آپ دیکھیں. ون ہو کین ناٹ سلیپ ڈیو ٹو اینی پین شوڈ بی ریسائٹیڈ ان ابنڈنس نیئر ہم, لا الہ الا اللہ, لا الہ الا اللہ. انشاءاللہ عز و جل اس کو نیند بھی آ جائے گی, اور اللہ تعالیٰ نظر کرم فرمائے, آسانیاں پیدا فرمائے. اسکرین کے اوپر وظیفہ بھی چل رہا ہے. جی مبین بھائی, کیا میسج دینا چاہتے ہیں؟
دو حدیثیں پڑھ کر کروں گا. آقا علیہ الصلوۃ والسلام نے فرمایا کہ جڑا بندہ اپنے غصے نہیں روکے, اللہ تعالیٰ دی پردہ پوشی فرمائے گا. دوسری چیز فرمایا, پہلوان وہ نہیں جڑا دوسرے نے بچھاڑ دے, بلکہ پہلوان وہ جڑا غصے دے وقت اپنے آپ کو قابو چ رکھے. بہت پیاریاں حدیثیں, اللہ تعالیٰ عمل دی توفیق.
کیا بات ہے جی. عبدالحنان بھائی,
سینا ابن عباس رضی اللہ تعالیٰ reports that the Holy Prophet صلی اللہ تعالیٰ علیہ وآلہ وسلم said, be tolerant and you will receive tolerance.
کیا بات ہے, ایک ورڈ کے اندر بہت کچھ سمجھا دیا ہے. جی شاید بھائی.
No doubt. Now, being tolerant nowadays is very a difficult task, because anger is rooted within ourselves. So therefore, we should try to control ourselves rather than being angry. Be patient with everything.
Kamar bhai, آپ کیا میسج دینا چاہتے ہیں؟
شاہ صاحب, an example from one Sayyidina Abdullah bin Abbas رضی اللہ تعالی عنہما. He came out and a man began swearing at him. When he became silent, Sayyidina Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhuma, he said, O Ikrimah, if this man has a need, then fulfill it. That man dropped his head in shame. So the lesson is that despite that verbal abuse, Sayyidina Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhuma, he wanted to do something good for that man, and that led to him realizing that what he did was wrong, and he dropped his head in shame. So negativity should not be the response of negativity should not be a negative response. We should try to be positive.
MashaAllah. میں آپ کو ایک آخری میں واقعہ سنا دیتا ہوں. ایک دکان تھی, شاپ واز کلوز, ایک سانپ جو ہے نا وہ چلتا ہوا آ گیا دکان کے اندر. اب اس کارپینٹر کی دکان تھی, اس میں سانپ کی کیا چیز ہو سکتی تھی؟ آ تو گیا, اب وہ چلتے چلتے جو پیچھے دم ہلتی ہے نا وہ پڑ گئی آری کے اوپر. آری میں پڑی تو اس پہ کٹ پڑا تو اس کو تکلیف ہوئی. اب یہ غصے میں آیا, غصے میں آ کر اس نے جو ہے وہ اپنا اس کو ڈنک مارنے کی کوشش کی. انہوں نے کہا پتہ نہیں کیا چیز ہے. اب وہ جب اس نے ڈنک مارا غصے میں, برداشت نہیں تھا, تو اب وہ اس کا منہ زخمی ہوا, ایک جو جس سے ڈستا ہے وہ بھی کٹ گیا. یہ اور غصے میں آیا, پھر صاحب کیا کرتا ہے لپٹ جاتا اور ہڈی سے توڑ دوں. اب یہ آیا غصے میں, برداشت تھا نہیں, اس نے کیا کیا, اس نے کہا میں اس آری کو توڑتا ہوں. اب آری کو کون توڑے گا, لوہے کی وہ بھی شاخ. اس نے کیا پورا زور لگا کے لپٹ گیا کہ اس کو دباؤں گا. صبح جب وہ دکان کا مالک جو کارپینٹر دکان میں آگے کھولتا ہے تو حیران کہ وہ آری کے ساتھ ایک سانپ لپٹا پڑا مرا ہوا اور خون. تو پتہ چلا کہ اپنے غصے کی وجہ سے, اب برداشت نہ کرنے کی وجہ سے کبھی کبھی جو ہے نا وہ اپنی جان بھی چلی جاتی ہے, بندے کا اپنا نقصان ہو جاتا ہے. تو اس لیے یہ کہتے ہیں کہ کچھ چیزوں کو, کچھ لوگوں کو, کچھ حادثات کو, کچھ کاموں کو, کچھ باتوں کو نظر انداز کرنا چاہیے. ہر بات کا, ہر ایکشن کا ریئیکشن نہیں ہوتا ہے,
کبھی کبھی ریئیکشن نہیں دینا جو فائدہ مند ہوتا ہے. اگر یہ ریئیکشن نہیں دیتا تو اس کی جان بچ جاتی. لوگ دوسروں کو نقصان پہنچانے کے چکر میں اکثر اپنا نقصان کر دیتے ہیں, اور یہ بھی ایک مین ریزن ہے کہ ٹالرنس نہیں ہے, برداشت نہیں ہے. اللہ ہمیں برداشت کی توفیق عطا فرمائے. کیپ واچنگ مدنی چینل. صلوا علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم.
The path of knowledge is the way to Jannah. The path of knowledge is the way to Jannah. Jannah.